Oh, good morning, everyone. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. I'm here with Celeste, of course. Well, we all tell lies, all of us, at some point. Some researchers say human beings even need to lie at times. Now, lies have their own consequences. There's the guilt, the web of deceit, the shame of being discovered. But should some lies be illegal? Later today, the Supreme Court takes up the case of United States versus Xavier Alvarez. The law in question is called the Stolen Valor Act. It says if you're caught making false claims about your military record, you can go to jail for that. Xavier Alvarez is accused of falsely claiming the nation's top military accolade. That's the Medal of Honor. And for that, the punishment is up to 1 year behind bars. At today's Supreme Court hearing, the question is not whether Xavier Alvarez is a liar, because that's not really in question. The question is whether Americans should be imprisoned for the words that they say, whether they're lies or not, rather than the actions they commit. Now, we talked about the case earlier this week, and here's what one of our listeners, Ray from Oklahoma, had to say.
It is a slippery slope. As much as I disagree with a person that takes someone else's honor, it shouldn't be prosecuted.
Well, joining us now is someone who says that it should be prosecuted. Pam Stirner wrote the paper Stolen Valor, which became the blueprint for the Stolen Valor Act in front of the Supreme Court today. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University here in Washington. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Pam, let's start with you. You heard our listener, Ray in Oklahoma, say this is a slippery slope, that a lie is a lie, but just because it's about military service doesn't mean it should be prosecuted. What do you think?
I understand his point. The way that I see this, and the reason why I wrote the paper that became this law, is that I see this more as an impersonation, as a fraud issue, more than a freedom of speech issue. You cannot impersonate a police officer. You can't impersonate a judge. You ought not to be able to impersonate a veteran, somebody who has served our country honorably.
Okay, but Pam, you know what's next. Impersonating a police officer has very real consequences. If I run up to you and you're pretending to be a cop, that's going to cause safety problems on the street. Impersonating a judge obviously causes major problems for the judicial system. Impersonating a soldier just means you're trying to get accolades you don't deserve, but does it really hurt anybody in the public sphere?
Impersonating a soldier, number one, it takes away from the medal system that we have in place. It also brings suspicion on our true veterans. Once we start finding out that people are lying about their military service, then we tend to be a little bit more suspicious of the true veterans. So it devalues what that person did for our country. It also changes our history. These people make up battles, they make up injuries that they receive that are often even chronicled in the Library of Congress as being true fact. So I think it does hurt all Americans. Quite often there is other fraud that's involved that is of a monetary basis, and usually those people cannot be prosecuted for some of the things they've done, such as getting their mortgage paid for, these sort of things, except for under the Stolen Valor Act.
All right, Jonathan Turley from GW University here in Washington. Let me turn to you. Listen to John LaLea. He's Sergeant First Class, U.S. Army retired. I want to let you hear what he says about lying about military valor. Guys, hit Valor 1 here so Jonathan Turley can hear it.
We've had other people use it for political gain. They run for political office by pretending to be an Iraqi veteran, and the guy had never left the United States. It's those kind of things that we're out after. It's not pickup lines at a bar.
Jonathan Turley, it's not a pickup line at a bar. It's more serious than that, but you still say this is unconstitutional.
I think it is unconstitutional. I have to respectfully disagree with both Pam and the caller. First of all, if you use a lie to acquire any type of benefit, it is in fact prosecuted. It's when the lie becomes larceny or fraud or perjury. It's prosecuted for the benefit, or to put it in another way, the collateral crime. I'm not too sure what Pam is referring to about, you know, they often can't be or sometimes can't be prosecuted if they use the lie to get money for their mortgage, et cetera. My review of these cases is that prosecutors have in the past prosecuted people on the slightest benefits and for good reason. None of us question that those people should, in fact, be put in jail if they're deriving benefits from these. And there's a lot of those cases, and it's not just valor. You know, a lot of people do the same thing when they say they're terminally ill. The second thing is that when Pam says, well, you know, they also change our history and make up battles. Why not make that a crime? Why not say that if you make up a battle, it can be a crime? The point is that you're on this slippery slope. This country has never made the lie itself a crime. We've always had this line of when a lie derives some type of benefit. And the example of the caller, it says, you know, there's politicians that have done this. That seems to be a reference to Blumenthal, who was the Connecticut Attorney General who went into the Senate. And he said that he had, quote, served in Vietnam, and at best it was a poor choice of words, and at worst it was a lie. But, you know, these people are publicly ridiculed, as he was. You know, this is, we have no evidence that this is anything but a small number of people. But there are often people that are easy to identify. They tend to promote themselves into absurdity. It becomes addictive. You know, Xavier Alvarez didn't just say he was a Medal of Honor winner. He also said that he was repeatedly wounded as a Marine, played hockey, professional hockey, for the Red Wings in Detroit, and was married to a Mexican starlet.
Right.
You know, he's an incredible liar.
So let me turn on Pam Sterner before we go. Pam Sterner, isn't the ridicule that Xavier Alvarez has experienced, isn't that enough?
Well, obviously not. I think he's enjoying all this media attention because that was the reason why he lied in the first place, was to be able to have people look at him and single him out. I had actually been trying to speak with Mr. Turley on several different occasions to explain to him just how extensive this fraud is, and it is very, very extensive. And no, it's not easy to out them because of the fact that there is no database, there is no centralized database where you can go and find out who lied and who didn't.
Mr. Alvarez has been outed, that's for sure, and his case is in front of the Supreme Court today. Pamela Sterner, thank you for joining us. Jonathan Turley from GW, it's in the Supreme Court today. Lies and valor lies. First Amendment.